Yes.
Rav,
you said before that all of our work is that we want to resemble the Creator in the connection between us, is to become incorporated in each other, in help, mutual support.
We need to move our tendency to resemble the Creator into our inner inclination to come close and connect to the friends.
First of all, how do you give your inclination? How do you pass it on? How do we pass it to each other, between the friends, this desire?
We study together so that it will be clear who we are, what purpose, what goal we need to aim ourselves towards. To what state we need together all of us come to and to come closer this way.
What about disruptions and all kinds of pressures that the friends in the 10 have?
We need to accept disturbances as help, that there's none else besides him, and that the Creator is making for us also good states, well, seemingly good ones, where we feel for the time being in our qualities, in our egoistic qualities, and the bad states, we need to accept everything, down to the smallest detail in life, as help to reach the purpose of life, towards complete adherence between us, and in this adherence between us, adhesion with the Creator.
How to correctly become incorporated in each other's disruptions and disturbances between the friends in the ten?
Well, that's a very broad thing, but eventually we need to define the connection between us above all the disturbances.
If a friend in the tent is disturbed by something, something pressures him, what should the other friends do? How do we operate correctly with it?
To help?
Help in what?
In everything, so that he will get along. So even if he has problems at his personal job, in his family, especially with his family, we can see that here and there, there's always room for help. We need to give him examples of what to do. And to advance this way.
There are places where you can't really get in there and become involved.
We can. The group can from afar, of course, not to enter inwards. Let's say if it's between a husband and his wife.
But
you can impact this whole situation from the outside. And to oblige each and every one of the friends to be nice, close, friends, men, the women, the children, and all that is associated with him.
How?
First of all, each and everyone needs to understand that it's his obligation, it's his commitment, that by being against the connection, from his connection with his children, with his wife, with his family, even with his relatives somehow, then accordingly he also is breaching this law of love thy friend as thyself, not on its first degree, but nevertheless he is breaching it.
How is this related, the way that I relate to my family and my spiritual development?
That too has to do with your spiritual vessel. And that's why you have to organize these things. You have to arrange these things. Why do we have to get married, to have children, to educate them, to be in connections with them? These are necessary things. I remember how Rabash said, when we had also all kinds of cases, he would say, how could it be that he doesn't love his wife and his children? How is that possible?
Well, and what do we do if someone doesn't love his wife and children? He doesn't love them, so...
It's written in the Torah that if a person is not adhered to his wife, to his family, then he has no point in planning and dreaming about adhering with the Creator. It's part of opening the heart. It's a big part of opening the heart.
But
he is still closed up in his qualities and cannot receive help from above. He's protecting himself, his ego. And he will not advance this way. He may advance in wisdom, or in the wisdom he can maybe recite all the verses that you're learning, but not according to the inner qualities.
So a person who is closed by his nature, with his qualities, how can we influence him? This is his nature right now. He's closed. He's opaque.
No. There are differences. There are differences. If a person is by nature closed up, or he's a bigger egoist, or that he's resisting and doesn't want to open up.
And with such a friend who, let's say, resists, it's not by his nature. He has resistance to open his heart, to open up to others.
Then we need to help him. You need to tell him about the extent in which you are open.
Can we help a person who doesn't want to get help?
Yes. Nevertheless, it all depends on the atmosphere, the field of influence that he's in. Because he's nevertheless amongst the members of the friends of the ten.
Last question. If it bothers a friend in the ten, then it means that it harms the whole ten?
Yes, of course. The ten eventually becomes one cell.
Yes.
And all that's in it belongs to their attainment, their general attainment. It's very important. Yes.
Rav, I heard before that you said the force of rejection that the Creator gives us, it's actually a correction.
In order to perform a correction.
The correction is over the equivalence of form.
Yes.
When a person feels rejection, he's confused. He doesn't quite know what to do. He begins to close himself within himself. You can see that he becomes disconnected. What is expected of a person between the form that the Creator wants to give him in that moment and between the form that he's in right now? What is expected of him to do? What are the first step, two or three steps that he has to do in order to close the gap, in order to transform his form?
Again, I didn't understand the question.
The question is, what is expected of a person to do when he feels the force of rejection in order to equalize his form and turn the rejection into nearing?
First of all, bow his head. Not be in such great pride that he is more is wiser or more understanding, or that he will somehow remain like a rooster. and no more than that. That's one thing. The second thing, he needs to, after all, receive the influence from the ten, because he has actually in our world no more. And it was given to him from the spiritual world. And he must be connected to the friends, be connected to the people in his home, and to be close to the Creator this way. He must take them with him in order to approach the Creator, in order to come close to him. He must build such relations with them that it will be similar to that system that he needs to observe with the Creator.
I see that point of difficulty when we feel rejection is that we feel it in the will to receive, then we feel rejection. But actually the Creator is trying to bring the person closer in that moment. He's giving him a form by which he can become closer to him, but the person doesn't manage to interpret it correctly. It is supposed to be like that. It's natural. First of all, it manifests in the person as feeling a distancing, rejection, confusion. So what tools does a person have to prepare himself for such states, to be ready for them and to go through them in a good way? What are the means, the tools that the Creator gave him?
Connection. Connection between us that we need to bestow. To bestow upon a person from all directions by the entire ten, so that he will change and see how mistaken he is. Otherwise, he doesn't come to the purpose of life. So we must, we're obliged on the side of the method to aim him correctly towards life. Okay.
No.
Well, just quickly. Many times when a person receives rejection, he has a way to maybe escape it. He can like write it for the friends or...
Right. So the group accordingly has to aim its influence towards him so that he will not run away, but rather he'll come closer and grow stronger and go forward.
So specifically here is the point where he can write to friends, I don't feel good, or I'm with you with heart. But how much do the friends need to study this and investigate it and come to him and find out?
They have to, all the way. I'm telling you that from experience.
Thank you.
Rabash wouldn't let go of it. Yes, of course.
Good morning, dear Raf. Continuing the discussion on the rejection to open the heart. In the case that a friend can't open his heart, point one, how do I know that he cannot open his heart? And secondly, well, let's ask that first. How do I know that he can't open his heart?
We are in a ten. And in the ten, we try... We try to go forward together. Together means that we connect to each other more and more. And this is how we advance. To be as one man with one heart means that we truly reach adhesion with the Creator. Are we able to do that? Are we able to open the friend in such a way that he will open his heart, that he will adhere to us, that we will be able to help him and influence his inner connections, and so on?
Can I tell a friend, like it's been said, that I can open my heart? So how can I say that I can open my heart and you cannot open your heart, so you need to follow me because I can open my heart? So I'm your example. How does that work?
We need to try to see it from life.
To
see it from our actions.
How do I know that I can open my heart?
Until you begin to love the friends, even on small quantities, and you try to help them, and you try to be the way that they want you to be, by that you begin to discover how much you're with them.
Thank you, Lirav.
Yes, Oren.
About the correction of a person in his relations with the people in his home, if I'm not mistaken, it's written that the Creator makes the couplings.
Yes.
If a man and woman found themselves suddenly husband and wife, does it mean that they specifically, in the connection between them, need to perform a correction?
Yes. If they find themselves that they have closeness between them, then they need to build a family. And the spiritual development process also becomes dependent on how they come closer to each other. As it is written, men and women have the Shekhinah between them.
Can a person say, maybe the Creator made a mistake? He gave me a certain coupling. This is my wife, this is my husband. But the Creator made a mist in my case. Is there such a situation?
It's a great malfunction. It's a great malfunction. And so we know how difficult it is to get divorced according to these laws, and how much we nevertheless need to try to keep the family. And the fact that you won't have a good, tranquil life in your family, that's something else. That is not an indication. It's not a reason to get divorced.
I think it's written something like the altar shed the tear. Why?
Yes, there are many such verses that speak about the great sorrow for the entire system of Adam if people get a divorce.
Why?
Because by that they break that place where nevertheless they should have revealed the connection.
In the convention we talked a lot about the opening of the heart.
Yes.
Earlier I heard about a verse about even in the relations between a person and his wife, it's part of his opening of his heart, of his correction.
Yes.
What's the connection between a person's relation with his wife and his personal correction?
We can't really deal with it this time, but we should just realize that in order to reach the Creator, we have to arrange all of these relations between us, within the family, also, and only later towards the Creator through humanity, and then it will work out.
I heard you several times saying that if a person is in a certain ten, it's not by incident. These are the actual parts of your soul, and it's with them that you need to connect.
That's clear.
Does the person need to say the same thing about the husband or wife that was chosen for him?
Yes, of course it is written that these couplings are done from above. The couplings are done in heaven.
So what's the summary here? What should one's attitude be towards his spouse or his partner, you know, in order to develop his soul here?
He should behave with them as he should, as it should be. Meaning to be as a friend, as a husband, a father, and so on.
And if I don't feel love in my heart towards them,
that doesn't matter. You also don't feel love towards the Creator in your heart or towards the friends. You have to accept this whole system, this whole complex, and develop love towards them. And then, specifically, you will discover that your wife is actually operating to your benefit.
I once heard you once saying that through my wife it is that the Creator is talking to me.
Yes, this is what is written.
What does it depend upon that I would actually hear what he's saying to me?
That you would hear to your wife and you want to be with her as one body. It's just like the first nine with Malchut. That by that you prepare yourself for the reception of the upper light.
But if emotionally I don't feel,
no, in emotionally, egoistically, in a beastly way, you know how it is according to the laws of the Torah. The bridegroom shouldn't even see the bride before the wedding or even know who she is at all, but rather to trust the fact that the one they bring him, she's the one that he's going to marry. You've heard about that.
Yes, but where is love?
Love is what you develop over time. When I live with a person and I want to be close to him or her, and I do favor to him and him to me, and we get closer this way, by that the love is formed, not beastly love, but human love.
Thank you.
Yes,
do you have any problems?
Rav, you said earlier that to get divorced is difficult. And today, in the reality that we live in the world altogether, not just in Bnei Baruch, to get divorced is very easy. It's a true epidemic, and also amongst our friends. I think the difficulty that it happens, I get to talk to many friends, is that there's this clash between what's happening at home and the spiritual path people come with. Great importance of the goal, and suddenly the wife has demands, and at home there are needs, and he all of a sudden says, but wait a minute, I want to invest here in the friends and not there. Can you maybe explain this thing about, first of all, arrange things at home, that in that little circle there, and only then the friends, or maybe it needs to be the other way?
So first the home, in a minimal, normal way, which is accepted in the society, and then the rest of it. But it is possible to do it in parallel. And it is possible to even do it with mutual help from the...
Ken Gilad.
Rav, all that we heard now, it's not the first time.
Of course,
we're hearing this for many years. A friend can come and say, look, here, example, 1, 2, 3, 4 friends who got divorced, got married again, they have a better life. I also want. It's a corporeal calculation, he has all the excuses. Where here is the spiritual calculation that enters here.
Spiritual calculation is well, we don't understand it for the time being, but men and women, the Shekhinah is between them. This is something that we still need to interpret, to resolve it, to understand what kind of a system it is. Men and women have Shekhinah between them. Why is it and that the whole of nature is built on connection between the different genders, sexes? What's in that? So there is a great correction of the world in it, that just like, I don't have the words. Just like, well, in short, we have no choice. Of course, this is why we're discovering a great corruption in our time. It is characteristic of our time. And we will have to correct ourselves and reach a state where we rise above this matter of the family and children, where we keep it because it pertains to the correction of the world, that we accept the family connection as a spiritual connection. It exists, and that's it. You can't do anything about it.
So a
person comes and hears what you're saying and says, okay, so I want for me to have quiet at home so that I'll be able to engage with the friends. Right now with my wife, my current wife, sometimes it's between the wives also, with the current man, there's no peace, there's always something, so we'll replace it, and there it will become, I'll be able to develop spiritually.
If a couple or your relationship hinders you from keeping your connections in the ten, your relations in the ten, then the ten should influence this couple gently. Don't break his ego. And in this way, bit by bit, to bend him to the fact that if he already not married and all the more so if they have children,
Bala
Sulam and Rabash related to this in the most strict, sharp manner. If a person is going to get divorced and he leaves his wife and the children, this would be completely unacceptable.
So actually
all the calculations that the eyes see and the heart feels, put on the side and say, I am now...
Anyway, we have to put it on the side. Whatever we feel in our heart. She's not pretty, she is pretty. I'm talking about states where the bridegroom hasn't even seen the bride before he opens that cover. He doesn't even see, he doesn't know who he's getting married with. Who he is getting married with, right? This is this is how it was with Rabash's wife. She wanted to see him before the wedding, so she was told, we will make it so that he will walk on the street, and you will peek from the window. You will look from the window. So she looked through the window, but he was going along with his friend, and the friend was tall and handsome, and Rabash was not fat, but he was very sturdy, very strong, broad and short. So she got them mixed up. And she was happy. I don't know. And later on, already under the canopy during the wedding, so when the bridegroom came, she saw it wasn't the same one. But not too bad. They lived together for 70 years, so 60-some years together. With many children and grandchildren. This is how it is. Yes. Meaning it has nothing to do with feeling. That's what I'm trying to say. You love her, you don't love her. We all change. The way you look at the age of 20 and the way you look at the age of 40, 60, 80. But rather, we are talking about a human being. Are you such a person that you can be devoted to the family, meaning to take care of the family? And that's it.
Can I ask the last question, Rav?
Yes.
What if it comes from the side of the wife that she wants to get divorced? Purposeful man and woman, they have children, and the woman says, I can't stand them anymore.
Well, we need to check it. I don't know. There are all kinds of such states. All kinds of couples come to me also. I think that almost none of them had a serious reason. None of them. Unless there are cases where it's almost some sort of mental illness.
Yeah, this was a custom in the world. Yeah.
Comment se fait-il que le rôle de la femme dans la société en général et dans la société plus restreinte ici de Mnemarou, par exemple, a évolué?
Just to understand the development of a woman in the general society and in the Mnemarou society.
Les femmes ne pouvaient pas étudier avec les hommes.
We remember that not long ago. People, women couldn't study with men. And we see that the role of men does not change.
The woman has been developing more than man lately, and that's a good thing. As it's written, that with the help of righteous women, the sons of Israel came out of Egypt. This is a sign in our times that we're in a developing process.
La femme, auparavant, disons qu'elle était peut-être plus prête à envisager un mariage parce qu'elle était plus dépendante.
The woman previously was more dependent.
Aujourd'hui, ça rend la chose plus compliquée peut-être pour un homme.
In the past. And today,
correct, the woman was more dependent and today less. And it's all in order to go through corrections.
Et selon la racine, vous pensez que ça ne changera jamais?
According to the root, do you think it never changes?
Qui ne sont plus vraiment là aujourd'hui.
All the conditions that existed at the time of Rabash, such as, for example, getting married.
No, I think it'll just get stronger. The woman will get stronger and determined more than man. That's how it's going to be towards the correction. That's advancement in nature. I'm just asking. Whoever asks, be uncorrectable.
I wanted to ask in regard to the development of the soul with which you started the lesson. What do you receive specifically from the family with relation to the development of the soul, which you don't get from anywhere else?
A man's wife is as his own body. We don't understand what chuppah means, what a connection means. We do not understand how we do all this. Where's Gilad? We should try also to have chuppot, weddings, as much as we can. It should be organized.
Clear. But I'm trying to ask, a person who wants to obtain the vessel of his soul, we always say what he gets by working with his friends in the tent, how from this he gets the soul.
But that is under the condition that he's married. If he's not married, he has no reason to go into a ten. He shouldn't even be accepted to studies. We accept them because we're opening it to everybody, but actually, we need as quick as we can, as much as we can, to make couples out of the people here.
So that's what I'm trying to ask. What happens to a person the minute he becomes, the minute he's married, when he has a family?
Then he has a part of the soul which is already connected to him. And now the soul is whole. Bara Sulam didn't accept anybody who wasn't married. Rabash, he gave him a place in the corner. There's a big room, let's say like this, and there was a corner where the bachelors studied. He let them somehow study, but he didn't accept them in a serious way, none of them, until they got married.
So, when does a person's study begin?
Once he gets married, the next day he can start studying. That's how it was. Rabash told me about it. Once he got married, the next day, he already came to the lesson.
Now, a man who is already married and he begins to work with a ten, he's already in it. Now I have the work with a ten, where I'm trying to build what is called the vessel of my soul. Now what am I supposed to do with this vessel called family?
You are connected to them, so obviously they are advancing with you.
But the work there is completely different. Or do you also take their principle?
You don't need to take anything. You just strengthen the connection to the extent that you're advancing.
If you sometimes don't feel this desire to strengthen the connection there,
it doesn't matter. Who cares? It was never taken into account. Do you love? Do you not so love? What's going on here? Why are you giving this so much importance on the connection between husband and wife? They're living together, They have a home, yes. They have kids, good. What do you want? The wife's okay, yes. Laundry. Makes food for her husband. He brings money. They live. They sustain their family. That's what needs to be. The rest, the main part in life, is from an inner connection between them and with the friends, that the man must, the woman, it's not a must. And from that to the Creator.
So, what do I get from the family? What do I get from my wife, which I don't get from my ten, and I never will get it from the ten, and only can her, from her can I receive it?
Support.
And without this support, why does it make you complete, whole? It turns out that without it, you're incomplete.
The completeness, the perfection is in spirituality. You don't see it yet, but when you will reveal your soul, you'll see that there's a part, the woman part in there.
Clear. Final question about feeling love or whatever it is. If I don't feel it,
love, Rabash would say it, that love is like an animal, that you grow it by letting it eat and you take care of it. You never had an animal at home?
Yeah, we had pets, yes. Okay, so what do you do?
So you take care of it, you let it live, you give it life, you give it food. Maybe you need to bathe it, that animal. And in this way, it grows beside you.
But where is the love here?
But if they both start taking care of that love, so they have to describe this love between them, that for now it's a zero. Let's grow it, grow this love, that it'll open between us. And then they both think of what can grow between them. That's love. In love, each one thinks how to do good for the other. That's clear.
Does it have to be mutual? Does the love have to be mutual?
Usually it is, because if one performs it correctly, the other one gets an example and also does it correctly.
Now, what is this common love that we are raising between us? We both start from zero. So what is this thing called common love, the love, the mutual love?
Mutual help, mutual support, mutual understanding. That's called love.
Clear. So everything I know from, I don't know, all kinds of emotions, which I think are love, they're not love?
I don't know what you're asking me about.
I
know that I need to get help, support, attention. This person needs to understand me, to feel me, to be interested in me. And then it's called a spouse, a partner.
Clear. And so it turns out that the more I maintain this wholeness, it allows me to even begin to work further onwards.
Yes, Rabash would say that the love in the family is like an animal, a pet, that you have to raise it together. And as much as you let it eat, it grows. That's it. That's called love.
And what do you feed? With what do you feed this pet?
By conceding. That's how you feed it. As much as each one gives up from himself for the other. That's why there's even a concept of a family that it gives you in an endless way an ability to concede and concede and concede.
But specifically in the family, I see that your ego is constantly charged. It's like they constantly touch open nerves.
That's a creator doing. It has nothing to do with your wife.
Clear. So what do you do there? Because there, the peaks of the states are infinite. In one day, you can go through a million states. So,
yeah.
So how can you be in constant concessions? You feel like you're much less than a rug because of all the concessions.
Don't think about you being a rug or less. That's a good thing. For attaining the purpose of creation, it's good. Like it's written about Abraham, listen to what Sarah is telling you.
What does she tell me that no one else tells me?
No matter what, whatever she says, because she's a woman, it's worth hearing. To hear it, you must, whether you do it or not. That's about the states you go through between you.
Thank you, Av.
Ken.
See, there's problems. Yep.
Question d'un ami. Je préfère préciser.
A question from a friend.
Comme vous dites que les femmes ont un rôle très important.
That the women have a very important role in the correction of humanity.
Est-ce qu'il serait pas plus intéressant finalement que ce soit la femme qui choisisse l'homme dans notre société?
Is it more correct than for the woman to pick the man?
I didn't
understand the translation.
He's asking, is it not more correct for the woman to pick the man in the human society?
If
the woman picks the man, I think that's what always happens. That's what I think. My wife told everyone, I think, that she saw me and she told herself, that's going to be my husband.
I know
it took like 2 years or something, and really that's what happened. I think usually the woman chooses the man, even though they're smarter and modest, and then it turns out that the man starts feeling that the commands of the woman silently in concealment the way it comes to him, and then he starts speaking about the connection between them. But actually, the nukva, the female, turns around the man. That's what's written.
Ken. Tov.
Okay, what do we have next here?
We have another part, or we continue studying the article Love of God and Love of People, or we have selected excerpts on the topic of acting in the Ovut Mutual Guarantee.
So let's go to that and mark off where we stopped reading.
So before we move on to the next part of the lesson, we'll sing a song together.
מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהותו וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the
points inside. Endless love will be our guide. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine.
Казахстан, Сибирь и Крым дышат воздухом одним. Устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина.
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite, igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine.
Miren lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán. Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén. Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones. Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón.
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite, igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine.